appreciate the opportunity to preach tonight. Tell you what a big crowd we got. It's a blessing. Dylan got saved. When he first got here, he wouldn't even hardly speak. Now he'll at least communicate with you. My wife would look at him, talk to me, and put his head down. Now, hey, she hugged his neck this morning. Now, he still got red. But, hey, he is talking, and that's good. Amen. He's growing. Thank God for the salvation. It's always good to see those baptismal waters getting dunked in and getting used. I appreciate the visitors tonight. You're our honored guest. I'll tell you what, it's been good, and we thank you for coming tonight to honor Dylan. Just for a little while tonight, and don't worry, I'm not long-winded, so if you're worried about that, you can get that out of your crawl. But I'll tell you what, Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to start there. Let's all stand. Ephesians 4:26, it says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake had forgiven you." I'll tell you, I've read just a little bit, a little portion of the Word of God, and we could all go home if you meditated on those right now. But I'm going to take a verse and preach just a little while in verse number 27. Neither give place to the devil. I'm going to preach a little while. What kind of seat have you give the devil tonight? Amen. Brother Ron, open us up in a word of prayer. Amen. Neither give place to the devil. I'll tell you what, God warns us. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, the devil's already got you just right where he wants you. If you're saved tonight, he wants your testimony. He wants to trip you up. And I'll tell you what, we need to make sure that we as Christians realize that the devil is real. Amen. The Bible talks about in 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." I'm going to tell you what, the devil wants your testimony tonight. We've got a lot of young adults growing up, and now listen, before I get started, I haven't heard anything, I don't know anything, but I can tell you that if you've got a young adult, they're probably doing some things that they don't need to be doing, and they're giving the devil a place in their life to take the victory from them. So don't be ignorant or don't be stupid tonight to think that your little darling's doing nothing wrong, amen. You better keep your eye on them, mom and dad. I tell you what, when they go out, what time you coming in? If it's too late, tell them, no, this is the time. And what are you going to be doing, amen? And one of these times, you ought to just go up and check on them. Now, I know that's not popular in the day that we live, but I'll tell you what, go ahead and leave it to the devil, because as a young person and old alike, we give the devil preeminence and we set him right down beside us, amen. The Bible warns us that he's our adversary. Definition of adversary, one's opponent in a contest, conflict, or dispute. I'm going to tell you what tonight. He is not our friend tonight. He's a deceiver tonight. He's a liar tonight, and he's the old Satan, and he wants to trip us up tonight. I'm going to tell you what tonight. We live in a world, I tell you, that the devil's come right on in at the house of God, and he's tripped them up. You know why? Because we've invited him there, amen. I wonder how many of us saw Fox News this morning. My wife just saw it, and I'll tell you, what a joke. It had this black singer, he's a pastor, amen. And I'll tell you what, first word out of his mouth is, look, I'm the pastor, amen. And I've talked to many theologians, and they've let me realize that God mainly uses singing, amen, to save them. I'll tell you what a joke and what a liar. And I'll tell you what, right on live TV and Fox News, I'm going to tell you my Bible says that God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I'll tell you, you go to a church that don't preach, you're going to a joke tonight, amen. I'm going to tell you what my Bible says. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Cry aloud and spare not. And that's what we need in the day and the hour that we live in. I'm going to tell you what, we've got sin running rapid because we've gave the devil preeminence in our life. And we've set him down, and look, I realize that the devil's an adversary, but my goodness, why do we have to give him in a recliner right beside us, amen? We treat him better than we do the Lord most of the time. And he's your adversary tonight. He will lie to you. Oh yeah, young adults, go ahead and dibble and dabble. And let the devil come right on in, and he'll show you just exactly what you want to see, amen. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. That, listen, he's your adversary. He's like a roaring lion tonight. He'll devour you. May I remind you tonight, young people, old people alike, that sin will take you way down further than you want to go, amen. And it'll hold you way longer than you really wanted to be held, I tell you what. You better make sure you realize that he's real. Now, God gives us a solution. He said in James 4:7, he said, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I'll tell you what, the world's took that and look, I'm going to resist the devil. It forgot about submit yourself to God. I'm going to tell you what tonight. You don't like preaching, you're not submitting yourself to God. You don't like the house of God tonight, you're not submitting yourself to God. So don't shame yourself in saying that the devil, I resist you or I rebuke you, Satan. He's got you just where he wants you tonight. You say, look, I don't like preaching. I'm going to tell you that's your very problem. You don't like the very thing that God chose to save them that believe. The world calls it foolishness, but we call it the power of God tonight. Oh yeah, be careful. I'm going to tell you, there's never a time that I've seen in my life that we need to be sober tonight. You know the Bible lays all this out for us. We're just too hard-headed, and we say we believe, but we just don't believe. Be sober, be vigilant. I'm going to tell you what, vigilant tonight is keeping careful watch for possible danger. So many times we live in such a way that we think, hey, we're bulletproof. We're too busy to watch for danger. And God tells us in his very word, you better watch out and be vigilant. You know why? Because there's a roaring lion there. He'll devour you. I'm going to tell you what, too many times you'll dibble and dabble and then it's too late. Now, he can't get your salvation if you're saved tonight, but he can sure mar your testimony. He can make you lose your testimony. I've told you time and time again that I've done some things in my past that God has forgiven me by the grace of God. Thank the Lord tonight, but I have not forgiven myself. just can't get it out of my mind. And if I can teach you and preach to you in such a way that you won't do some of the things that I've done or you've done, it might help some of these young ones here. My goodness gracious, I still see some people that just look green around the gill. I'm telling you nothing but truth tonight. The Bible warns us, don't give place to the devil. And we all do it. We make excuses for it. Well, God's got me into this thing. He'll get me. God don't tempt you. James 1:13-15 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted of evil, neither tempt he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Go ahead and give place to the devil tonight. He'll give you just what you're really looking for, and it'll be too late for you tonight. Oh, yeah. Yes, neither give place to the devil. Where's he standing in your life tonight? Let's get personal. Where's he standing? Boy, he's got this world hoodwinked. But anyway, like I was saying at Fox News, buddy, he's got them on prime time. He's the pastor. And after he said that, he said, they started a singing, and boy, they're promoting his singing. It was nothing but a joke. And then they had this little old redhead on there, buddy. She had her skin tight, what do you call them pants? Leather pants on. And I have never, even in my worldly days, I've never been a dancer. But honey, all she could do was gyrate and sing about Jesus. What a joke! What a joke. May I remind you, if you're going to wear them, ladies, you might as well put them on tight, son. Go ahead and give the devil all the glory you can give him, amen. But she really thought she was pretty singing for Jesus, amen, acting like a whore and looking like one too. Now, I wish I could. I wish I could. It was absolutely unbelievable and made me want to sick at my stomach. Ask my wife there. That was sick even being worldly, but putting God's name on it. Right on live TV, and I'll tell you what, the world's hoodwinked over all that. They think that's the real house of God. But we won't say anything about it because you know what? We got family and friends that are hooked right on up in it. I had a family member today come and talk to us at the restaurant. She went to Calvary's Contemporary Service. Well, I really liked it. It wasn't like I was used to, but I really liked it. You know what the difference is? It's a bunch of junk. But the preaching's the same, don't get me wrong, whether you go to contemporary or whether you go to the traditional service. It's the song service that's different, amen. I'm going to cater to them all. Wouldn't that be pretty out there on our sign? In Alphaby Baptist, contemporary service starts at 12:30. Wouldn't that be sugar sweet? I'm sorry tonight the Lord gave me such a little sugar stick. That's what we need, and that's why we're in trouble, amen. We don't take this thing called serving God, amen, serious anymore. We got a jail full of them, Brother Eddie. They didn't realize when you give place to the devil, you will be in trouble. You will not win tonight. The only way you'll win is through Jesus Christ. And you'll submit to him first. You won't do it on your own. And then it says he'll flee from you. Now again, as I close tonight, where have you got the devil sitting in your life tonight? It's time to have a cup check. And if you've got him too close, and I've had him there sometimes, it's time to go ahead and submit to God. Because the only way you can bring the devil in into your life is not submit to God. Where are you going to go with it tonight? How are you going to act tonight? Oh yeah, you can go. You can go right on down the line. There's a church on every corner with a contemporary service. And most of the time, like the preacher says all the time, it's not what they're saying, it's what they're not saying. What they're not saying. So I'm going to tell you what, go to them churches that you're comfortable with and you never get challenged by the Word of God. It'll do you no good in the end. God bless you tonight, preacher.
All right, amen. God bless you, and thank you very much, Brother Darrell, for the good sermon. May the Lord help it to take it to our heart and to believe it. Let's have our song director come, our musicians right quickly. We'll sing a hymn of invitation. Maybe you're here tonight. You've got a burdened heart for somebody in your family. Maybe you've got somebody here tonight that you'd say, preacher, I'm burdened about them, lost without God. And let me say to you, as I've said many occasions, when you think about somebody that's lost and you're praying about them, there may be somebody to say, preacher, I don't have anybody that I'm thinking about that's lost. Well, then it's you. If you're a child of God, you know somebody lost and that's going toward hell. Well, our job is to preach the gospel. God's job is to save them from the uttermost, from the guttermost, all the way to the uttermost. I hope that's it right there. Let's stand to our feet a moment. We're going to be singing
165.
And as we